Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is called Korach, which covers numbers 16:1 through 18:32. Last week, we read in the Torah that Mighty God would bring judgment on the 12 tribes because they went along with the 10 spies. Their disobedience would cause the entire generation of Israelis to die before they reached the promised land. In this week's parasha, we begin to see how this sinful generation continues in disobedience. Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, along with Dathan and Abiram, challenged the leadership of Moses and Aaron. These men decided that they were just as chosen as Moses and Aaron. And Korah believed that since he was a Levi, he was just as holy and also should be able to be a priest and be able to present incense in the Mishkan, also known as the tabernacle. Amazingly, it was not long before that two of Aaron's sons offered Aish Zerah unauthorized fire in the Mishkan and were consumed by fire for that. And yet Korah thinks he can decide for God who should be able to do it. Really? Dathan and Abiram, who supported Korah, were also unhappy that they would die in the wilderness, and they wanted to go back to Egypt. These men also gathered 250 other leaders to support their challenge of Moses and Aaron. Talk about causing others to stumble. But Moses and Aaron had something better than a lot of supporters. They had Adonai on their side. And Moses responded to this challenge by telling them that God would determine who were the holy ones set apart to serve God at the Mishkan, Aaron or members of this mob. The next day, these men came with their censers, large pans used to burn incense, with all the congregation of Israel and approached the Mishkan. God's glory appeared to all, and the Lord told Moses and Aaron to separate themselves from Korah and this evil bunch. Then the Lord opened up the earth and swallowed up Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and the other 250 leaders were consumed by fire. The rest of the Israelis fled the area. Then Aaron's son gathered the rebel censers and hammered it into plates to go on to the altar. And this would be a reminder that only Aaron and his descendants, who were appointed by God, could serve in the Mishkan. Now, you would think that this demonstration would have been enough for the Israelis to get right with God. But wait, there's more. The very next day, the congregation began kvetching all over again against Moses and Aaron. And God responded, and he set a plague on the complaining Israelis, and people started to die. Moses had Aaron take fire from the altar and put incense in it and run among the people, and the plague was stopped. But not before 14,700 Israelis died. This shows us that a priest could make atonement for their sin with God's mercy. It makes you wonder how they could be so disobedient with the Lord in their presence. Did they not see enough of the Lord's supremacy the day before? But then all we have to do is look in the mirror to see that we are no better and no different from them. All too often we, like Korah, think we are worthy when we are not worthy at all. And we have the Holy Spirit inside us, so you would think we would know better. We are worthy not of our own accord. Our worthiness comes from being made in the image of God and then being redeemed by Messiah's blood, which cleanses us from our sin. We don't want to be like Korah and the rebels who reinterpreted God's word When we change his word so that we can do what we want and not what he has directed us to do, this is sin. Have we not seen this in many churches and messianic congregations where the leaders twist scripture to say whatever they want? That it's okay to serve God and money. That Israel has been replaced by the church and God is finished with his chosen people. We call that replacement theology. Or saying that unrepentant sin is okay in the community and that homosexuality is okay. Make no mistake, that is a sin. God called it an abomination. But we should also remember for each of us that he also called lying lips an abomination. In chapter 17, Adonai instructed Moses to have every tribe bring a staff with their name on it. God would choose who shall be the priest by having the wooden staff grow buds on it. They were placed in the tabernacle, and of course, the next day, only one staff had buds on it, and not only buds, but blossoms and ripe almonds as well. Aaron and his sons were the God-ordained priest of the chosen people. In chapter 18, the Lord spoke to Aaron and reiterated that the responsibility of serving in the Mishkan was only for Aaron and his sons and the Levites. This was a huge responsibility. But the priests and the Levites were to be rewarded for their service. They were to receive a portion of what the people brought in for the Lord, and it was to be the best of the best. But that they too must give a tenth of what they receive back to the Lord. We can see that example right here in our congregation. We take a portion of what is given, and in turn we use it to bless others as God has surely instructed us to do. So, what should we learn from this portion of the Torah? We should be like the priests and the Levites who were given important responsibilities at the Mishkan. Christians and Messianic Jews also have been entrusted with important responsibilities. Note that Yeshua doesn't say, if you have time or if it's not too much of a bother, would you please help me? On the contrary, the Lord commands us to be about his business, to give our time, talents, and treasures, to put him first in all that we do. Are you doing that? We should be like priests and Levites who served the Lord, also depended on the Lord to provide for their needs. We should trust God to do the same for us. Can you trust Yeshua to look out for what is best for us and provide for us if we serve him? Of course. We should not be like Dathan and Abiram, who had a total lack of faith. We should not be like Korah, not be arrogant, not challenge the Lord's leaders, and not reinterpret the commands of God. In his first letter, Peter reminds us that we need to shepherd the flock. Adonai is our shepherd, but he also has entrusted our rabbis to shepherd us as well. But also for all of us to shepherd each other with humility to keep us all on track with the Lord. We should imitate the humility of Moses, who in spite of all the kvetching by the Israelis against him, he still interceded on their behalf for Elohim. Talk about turning the other cheek. Brothers and sisters, will you be like Korah and think you deserve more and cause others to stumble? Or be like Moses and be humble and a blessing to others? This is where you get to make the choice. Will you be a witness that brings joy to Messiah Yeshua? Brothers and sisters, choose wisely. Amen.